Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As it's 25 past four at that time of the afternoon, we speak to a COVID-19 specialist. Today it's Dr. Daniel Israel, general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center. Daniel, once again, great to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Simon.
So I believe, Daniel, we're going to be talking about food this afternoon, certain foods that should or shouldn't be eaten in terms of exacerbating or making you more vulnerable to COVID. Who would have thought that that had any connection whatsoever?
Yes, Simon. So I was asked to speak on this question. I'm not convinced that there is a very strong connection, but it seems like there are quite a few patients who have read otherwise or who are interested in this. And okay. I think that the main take-home point here is that it's very important to have a good vitamin balance at this time. There's very little literature out there that shows that any specific treatment other than, in hospitalized patients with remdesivir and more sophisticated drugs is very helpful in the viremic phase of COVID. But we do know that there are some studies that show that a good vitamin C level in your body and a good vitamin D level and a good zinc level are particularly important in terms of treating COVID and perhaps even preventing COVID. So foods that have good vitamin supplies are very good. And the other thing that's important to stress to patients and for all of us in general is that keeping comorbidities down is important. So, this is not the time to be having cholesterol that runs rampant, because each comorbidity is something that, with a COVID infection makes one more susceptible to complications.
So Daniel, what are we saying? Is the suggestion that one goes out and buys a supplement or two, or if you just eat a balanced diet, are you going to be getting the necessary nutrients?
So that's really a question that's even beyond COVID is, is there a place in life for multivitamins? And it depends who you ask that question, but I certainly believe that it's important to, especially someone who doesn't have the greatest diet, doesn't eat regularly and healthily, it's important to supplement your vitamins and to have a multivitamin daily, particularly one that has a vitamin C and a bit of zinc in it, but only one multivitamin. There's no point at this point prophylactically in going and taking nicotinamide and zinc and the whole COVID regimen every day to try and fend off COVID, because you're just going to make expensive urine and make yourself feel rather ill.
Okay, well, that's good advice yet again. Daniel, what kind of amazes me is that every single day we learn something more, and I would have thought, my goodness, we can put rockets on the moon and we still can't work out what this little virus is doing. I think it was this morning or maybe yesterday that the headline was screaming out to all of us that COVID-19 can live on surfaces for up to 28 days.
Absolutely. We saw that there's been a little bit of a movement away from focusing on surfaces, and now once again it's emerging that there's new data showing that it does live on surfaces. So I think all our sanitizing hasn't been in vain. But Simon, what I think has been even more interesting in terms of learning new things is the WHO in the last day has come out with a statement, or at least one of the, they've said in the press that they actually have asked countries not to make lockdowns their primary means of fighting COVID, which is so interesting because, you're well aware of all this debate all the time about whether lockdowns work or they don't, but the WHO has always taken the conservative route, and now we're finally seeing them coming out and saying, it's important to understand, they're not saying that lockdowns don't work. I mean, we're seeing in Israel at the moment how the lockdown has definitely dropped the cases. Over this Chag, there are now fewer cases coming out of Jerusalem, for example, than there were before. But the WHO is now really paying heed to the fact that lockdowns are causing job loss, poverty, and we're not sure that they're actually making COVID, well, we know they're not making COVID go away. They may just be delaying COVID. So the important thing, though, to take out from that is that they're not saying that the measures of preventing COVID are not important. We still believe in social distancing, sanitization, these measures that you speak about, surfaces. But what they're saying is that perhaps one can do these things in the context of an unlocked society rather than locking a society down and, getting all the collateral damage of all the economic damage at the same time.
Hear you loud and clear. Daniel, I want to borrow 1 minute from my 4:30 song, only because we've had two questions come through, and I think it's only right that I address them. So as briefly as possible, the first question is BioStrath good? I've got no idea what that is. I'm hoping you do.
Yeah, it's a natural supplement, and it's on the market to, as an immune booster or to fight off infection. And certainly anecdotally, it's very good. I don't know whether there's randomized control trials on it, but it is one of the preferred products that help in the immune system. And I'm certainly not against it, and it has no harm. So yes, it's probably good.
And then Ansan says an excess of vitamin C causes kidney stones or stomach ulcers. Well, that actually ends with a question mark, so I suppose that's a question. Does it? Does an excess of vitamin C cause kidney stones and or stomach ulcers?
So vitamin A, D, E, and K certainly are vitamins that cannot be overdosed on, which is why you need a script, for example, for vitamin D. Vitamin C, largely, if you take it in too high a dose, you will turn it into very interesting smelling urine. But the point is that it is true that, I mean, vitamin C is ascorbic acid. So in that acidic environment, it does alter the absorption of different nutrients, and it may increase the production of stones. So everything in moderation, like the rest of life. There's no point in going and taking 2 grams of vitamin C, but taking 500 milligrams or a gram a day at the max would certainly be helpful at this time.
Last question for you this afternoon, Daniel. Benji via Telegram a few moments ago says, I take vitamin C, D, zinc, and a probiotic. Is this the right cocktail?
Absolutely. In moderation, Simon.
Daniel, you superstar. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Thank you for your staying with us, and we'll chat again soon.
Ciao, Simon.
So I hope you found that information useful. In fact, I know that you did.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.